Simen Shinayim Beis, Siv Vav. The Machaber discusses an interesting scenario. We have two chatzeres that are adjacent to each other, and they cannot make Erev chatzeres with each other because they have a wall between them that's 10 tefachim tall, or they chose not to Erev chatzeres with each other. Maybe they have a Pesach or a Cholayim from one to the other, and they could have made Erev chatzeres together, but they chose not to. The Maaseh is one bais, one house, that on the front of it, it's open to one chatzer. On the back, it's open to the other chatzer, or let's say left side or right side, it's open to both. And the owner of this house, he made Erev Chatzeres with the people on the right, and he made Erev Chatzeres to the people from the left. He is allowed to carry now Bat the Kalim that are Shavis, the Star of Shabbos, and his bias to either Chatzer A or Chatzer B, whichever one. And those people could take Kalim that are Shavis in their Chatzer or their Batim, they could carry them to his bias, and then back to their Chatzer and their bias. However, they cannot take Kalim, the Star of Shabbos, in their Batim, bring it to his bias, and then continue on to the bias or to the Chatzer on the other side. So, you can't have it both ways. So he could be part of Erev Chatzeres of both, and he's mutter together with two halves. But the two of them, since they cannot make Erev Chatzeres together, they chose not to make Erev Chatzeres together, they cannot carry from bias on one side all the way out to the other Chatzer by using his house at a stopping place in the middle. That they cannot do. And the Mechaber along the way over here discusses what type of circumstances are such that they cannot make Erev Chatzeres together. They have a wall that's 10 tefachim tall, or there's a wall that's 5 tefachim tall, plus a cliff that's 5 tefachim below that, or just a tenth of a cliff, whatever it is, that's considered a kais la'asara. Mishnah Berurah says, does not make a difference the thickness of the wall, even though the mashu is thick, that qualifies as a mechitza between them, and they no longer can make Erev Chatzeres together. Now the Mechaber discusses if a wall is 10 tefachim tall between the two of them, so they cannot make Erev Chatzeres together, and there's peiros, there's fruits on top of that wall. So the Mechaber says the people of each chatzer have the right to take fruits down from the gag and bring it down to their chatzer, and to take peiros at start of Shabbos in their chatzeres and bring it up onto the roof. And not only that, they can bring it down to the other roof, because the pears that start, or kalim that start of Shabbos in the Chatzar, we had at the beginning of the Siman, Sif Aleph, could be carried to a Gag and to a different Chatzar without Erev Chatzeres. The whole deal with Erev Chatzeres only apply to something which started off Shabbos in a Bais, Kim Shabbos of a Bais, but kalim that started off Shabbos in the Chatzar or a Gag could be carried to any other Chatzar or Gag without Erev Chatzeres. The Mechaber says it's not relevant if the Kaisel is 4 Tvachim wide or not. Mishnah explains what's Kaisel is 4 Tvachim wide. It's considered its own Malkum Chashar by itself, its own Rishus, but for this halacha, it doesn't make a difference. Now, though, if we're going to discuss Perim Shavsu Abayis, Perim Zatagastar of Shabbos in the house, so if the wall is 4 Tvachim wide, then the Mechaber says that they cannot take those Perim from their house and put it onto the Gag or bring it down from the Gag on Shabbos. Because now it's considered the Malkum Choshim from the Atzmai, and now it's going to be Usher to both sides, so to speak. The Sharatzian says, Taiz explains, since the Kais Mishnayach are the two sides and they don't have Erev Chatzeres together, so each side Asher's on the other. And therefore, you know, it's only a gag, it's not a bias, but the top of the roof is not a bias, it's a gag, even when it's 4 tefachim wide, but each side has the ability to ask on each other. Now that's considered its own malkum chashuv from the atzmai, the gag, the roof that's 4 tefachim wide. And it's fine, and they could do it if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, because then it's not malkum chashuv from the atzmai, then it's a malkum patur, and what's a malkum patur, the gag of the kaisel, the top of the wall, is less than 4 tefachim wide, then they could exchange, they could carry from each from their bias onto the gag, and from the gag down to the bias, they cannot exchange to the opposite side, that they cannot do. But they could each carry to and from the gag to their side. Now, let's say the wall is 10 tefachim tall to one chatzer, but not to the other chatzer. Let's say one chatzer is 5 tefachim taller than the other, higher than the other. So on the one side, it's only a 5 tefach wall. But to the other side, it's a 10 tefach wall. So then the Mechaber says that we give the rights to use this gag to the side that's only 5 tefachim away, not to the side that's 10 tefachim away. Because since we have to give it to only one or the other, if it's a stira, then neither one can use it when the top of the wall is 4 tefachim wide. So then we're going to give it to the one that's more mishtayach to it, the one that's only 5 tefachim below the gag of the kaisel, and they can carry even kiyam shavsa bayis out to the chatzar, out to the gag, assuming they have Erev Chatzeres within their own chatzar, and the other side can't even use it for kiyam shavsa b'chatzar, which Mishnah Berurah says, the Rashba argues, says for kiyam shavsa b'chatzar, they could use it, but kiyam shavsa bayis, they for sure cannot use it, and according to the Mechaber, not even kiyam shavsa b'chatzar to bring it to this gag. If we give this gag over to the side that's more mishtayach to it, that's only 5 tefachim below it. If the gag is not 4 tefachim wide, then it remains the same. Everyone could use it entirely. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, if a kaisel to the two chatzeres gets a piritz up to 10 amos, like a Pesach, and they could ma'ar separately or ma'ar together, it's up to them. Unless the difference between miluoy, it's broken down completely. Or with a piritz of more than 10 amos, then it's considered like one chatzah, they have to ma'ar together. Same thing if the mechitza between them is less than 10 tefachim tall, whether an entire thing or for more than 10 amos, it's also considered like a piritz they have to ma'ar together. Less than 10 amos, then it's like a Pesach, and they have the choice, they want ma'ar together or not to ma'arav together. Mishnah Berurah says the meitzur is a Pesach by the Pirtzah, then again, it becomes like a Pesach, and they could choose their Amarav separately or Amarav together, even if the Pirtza is more than Tanamis, or even if it's parts of Miloy along the whole thing.